Hi, I'm Brandon Phillips, Quality Control Manager at Facebook and Instagram. Many of you may have felt scared and stressed yesterday when we were down. Well, we're back and your lives are back to normal. That's right, endlessly stalking ex-boyfriends and girlfriends you haven't spoken to for years. It's back. Tracking how many likes you got on that weird Minions meme you put up? It's here to stay. And posting every meal you've ever had that features even a slice of avocado has returned back to your life to help make you feel whole again. I was starting to actually feel genuine emotion there. All right, time for a quick Instagram selfie. All right, that feels better.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from... 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this script.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Does this crap ever end?
It's not. This is good stuff!
Interpretive, postmodern, trend-setting,
excellent!
Welcome back.
I'm going to the dentist.
Today is National Dentist Day.
I'm for a trip to the dentist.
32% of adults have untreated cavities.
I don't want to go dentist.
You're not going to the dentist.
When do I get to go to the dentist?
Open your mouth and say... Let's get the show started.
Come on, let's see those pearly whites.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So darned happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, which did not go down yesterday.
No.
Also on Alexa, which did not go down yesterday.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Old reliable.
Did not. Yeah. Also on the Facebook Live. Well, we know the story there.
Yeah, we... Yeah. We don't want to talk about that yet.
No, we're not going to. Well, I mean, we could, because, I mean, you guys, at this point by now, you should probably know where you're getting us. You know, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, then you also know that you can listen to us live on Radio 434 from 8 to 11. I mean, or you should, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you don't, then if you're new to all this, well, I guess I'll explain it again. So you can listen on radio434.com or on the apps. You can listen on Alexa if you enable the skill. One time, you just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And that's live. You can you can listen to that, you know, between 8 and 11, Monday through Friday, live. And then when we're not live, we're alive. But when we're not live, you can listen to our best ofs. We have a podcast. We repack all the show segments into a podcast each and every day, Monday through Friday. And we drop the new podcast around noon or so.
And then if at some point we aren't alive, you won't be able to hear us live.
Well, and then we'll live on in purple patootie. So
that's how that's.
Well, we will. I'm creating an AI version of myself. So it will live on. The show will continue.
Okay.
Even after I'm gone. There will just be an AI version of me.
Are you you right now, or is this the AI version?
I don't know. Am I?
How many fingers am I holding?
All of them.
You must be AI, because I wasn't holding any up.
Yeah. Okay. Which picture is of a bridge?
Yeah.
Anyway, hi there. All right, so you can get our podcast, and that is available at Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music. You can get it off of our website, radio434.com. You can also get it on Alexa.
Hello!
by simply saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. All right.
Is it that robots are just really thrown off by bridges, bicycles, and school buses? And stoplights?
They must be. They must be. Robots can't tell those things.
Huh.
Yet. I mean, yet.
Yeah. When the computers finally take over, just get yourself a school bus.
I think the computers have already taken over. Namely, all right. So there are conspiracy theorists that, you know, are talking about the fact that the social media went down, at least two of them, two bigs yesterday, and that there's a connection with Super Tuesday. Okay, because it was a big erection day yesterday,
I didn't participate.
You didn't participate in the big erection?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Well, Donald Trump did. So we'll talk about that a little bit. We don't do politics.
Gross.
But we're gonna talk about his erection. Well, at least CNN's Jake Tapper was interviewing Nikki Haley yesterday and had a Freudian slip about it. Here, why don't we let's just play it?
Okay.
Okay. Let's just jump right in.
Let's do it.
Both feet. Here you go.
The Colorado Supreme Court, of course, wasn't saying, their official explanation was not they didn't like Donald Trump. They said he participated in an erection. And I have to, an insurrection. And I have to say, I got up at 5 this morning to do Casey Hunt's show, and I'm exhausted.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, sure, that's what the problem is.
You know, I mean, he could have said, like, in the early 1900s, he pulled a boner. But yeah, so the social went down yesterday, at least Facebook and Instagram, for about 2 hours. Okay, and
it's probably just squirrels chewing on the wires.
Probably, but here's you know, regardless of the technical behind the scenes of why. Here's what happened from the user perspective, and I'm sure everybody else did this. You slept through this or something.
I didn't notice it at all.
For some reason, you weren't on the Facebook yesterday, and you slept right through it.
I must have been on MySpace at that point.
So, we're doing the show, and we post, you know, we go Facebook Live each and every segment, and we, you know, we also go live audio on Radio 434. And then all of a sudden, we were logged out of every device, literally every desktop that we have here, my laptop, my cell phone, everything. And so the first thing you try and do is, okay, well, I gotta log back in.
Yeah,
this is weird. This has never happened, but I'll log back in. So I attempt to log back in, and it says password incorrect. Yeah. So now I'm thinking one of two things. Either A, I just don't remember what my password is. And I have it saved in my password thingy.
Yeah.
And I would have thought that would have caught it, but maybe I changed it. I don't know. And then, or two, something nefarious has happened.
Yeah. Like the commies.
Or whatever. So if they're out hacking your personal Facebooks. So I'm like, all right. Then I'll just change my password, okay? And then it came up with yet another error message that it couldn't do that. Here, this is basically what happened. I logged on, and I had to spool up the internet.
Yeah, yeah, you're connecting.
Okay. Yeah, I'm working on it.
We got high speed here.
Oh yeah, yeah, working on it. Yeah.
Hope somebody doesn't pick up the other phone.
Oh, I know. Oh, that's a pain in the ass when that happens. Here we go. Almost connected.
You've got mail.
Hey, I got mail. All right, so that happened. But then I went to log into the Facebook, and this happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Now, I would have really gotten a kick out of this.
Yeah.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily on Facebook.
If you tried to log into Facebook and this came up.
That would have been kind of cool, actually.
That would have been. I would have been like, okay, I'm down.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
Yeah.
You know, just let us know what's going on.
Right.
But instead,
to resume normal broadcasting shortly.
But instead, everybody's worried that somebody has hacked their account, you know, for at least 20 minutes. And then...
Be sure to stay tuned for Jeopardy.
Yes, I will. All right. So then, about 20 minutes later, now I will give a big shout out to the only other person in the world that I would trust to be an admin on all our social media. And she is the keeper of all of the passwords. And my gut instinct when I made this person this told me she is one of the most trustworthy people I've ever met.
Hillary
and,
Clinton.
And she would respond to me immediately if needed. Okay.
Probably not Hillary.
Yeah. And so you know, that has happened and time and time again. And so I texted her and I was like, SOS, help, blah, blah, blah. All right. So she tracked down what the culprit was. She you know, looked up. She went to some website guru thingy and found out that you know, there were 500,000 people that had complained that their Facebook was down for the exact same reason that I was calling her or texting her, and so I breathed a little bit of a sigh of relief. Because honestly, for about 20 minutes, and it isn't okay. I don't use Facebook to perpetuate myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here one. Using AI for that.
Yeah, I'm using AI. Well, perpetuating myself, you know, in the future, after I have passed.
I thought you just did that in private.
Well, I mean, every once in a while, I guess. So, like I said, I don't use Facebook to perpetuate myself, just personally. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, no, it's not about you.
No, it's never. It is never about me.
No,
I don't do that.
You're just selfless like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not big on social media.
Yeah.
and sharing every little detail of my life or anything.
Definitely
like that.
Don't want the limelight.
No, no, I definitely don't. When we're off air. And not doing the show, I really try and keep a low profile.
Yeah, yeah. You would rather not be on any kind of stage.
No.
You'd rather just be behind the scenes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I like my little corner of the world.
Yeah.
And yeah. So no limelight for me whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
At all. So yeah. But for work, shut up.
Yeah.
For work purposes. Nothing, you know, no life events or anything like that.
Yeah.
For work,
it's not about me. Is your life's motto?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for work purposes, however, it's very, very different because literally half of our audience is watching us on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So and we have just a buttload of viewers. And it would be devastating, absolutely, positively devastating, to, you know, to get that off the screen.
We're just a few viewers away from a crap load, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, we're at a buttload now.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So anyway, where was I at? What was I talking about? Oh yeah. So for business purposes, this is vital. It's very, very vital for us. And for about 20 minutes, I really was panicking, trying to figure out, oh my God, somebody hacked us. You know, how do I get this resolved? We've got so many followers and we've got so many videos and so many, we got so much stuff,
yeah.
So much content up there. But you know, big thanks to, she who shall not be mentioned, because
mm-hmm.
I don't want her compromised. You know,
yeah.
I don't want somebody to, you know, to like, I don't know. Do nefarious things to get our information.
Yeah. Plus, okay. When you say her name, she just grows in power.
Yeah. She's kind of our mole behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, and
you know,
we'll always stay that way.
And I don't always get how people think that they were hacked. What do you have on your Facebook, Sharon, that somebody wants?
Dude, it's people do that all the time, though. People do that all the time because I don't know why. I don't know why. I mean, I can see it for businesses and stuff,
yeah.
But I have no clue why these people or bots or whatever are doing this and doing this to individuals and locking them out of their Facebook pages. Is it for fun? Is it for, you know, I can't understand monetarily what they would gain from doing something like that. It's just, I don't know. But anyway, so it's back. It's working. We're back on. Thank you so much for joining us on the program, the Wednesday Hump Day edition. It's a wide open Wednesday.
Wide open.
Yeah. Let me double check and see if we have.
I wonder how many people broke out their survival kits yesterday when maybe. Facebook went down.
Yeah.
Get that 5-gallon tub of rice and beans.
Is that all you have? Just a 5-gallon?
I mean, how many beans do you need?
Oh, you need lots of beans. I don't know if Ula is going to be joining us for Way Wednesday.
Okay.
But we shall see.
Yeah.
Won't we? So it'll be a nice treat and a surprise if Ula does join us.
Yeah.
The band Smoke. If you did not watch or listen to our show yesterday, the band Smoke was in studio live on the Tuesday edition, and they just rocked it. They did an acoustic set, and I had mentioned they sound, honest to God, they sounded a little bit like Days of the New.
Yeah,
if you're familiar with that band, playing acoustic. Now they're going to be joining us at Three Roads on Thursday for the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Happy Hour concert series, and they'll be there. I'm sure they're probably going to go more electric.
Yeah. So if you missed it yesterday,
yeah, well,
you got another shot.
Yeah, well, you can check them out. They're going to play a full set live at Three Roads, 5 to 7 on Thursday at the Tap Room at 1300 Court Street. So,
in Technicolor.
Yeah, in very much so. They call themselves Psychedelic Rock.
Yeah.
So they will be in Technicolor. So you can join us on Thursday for that. Let's see. Coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get really smart with your 5 random facts.
Yep.
We're going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got your top list and all that kind of stuff. So if you thought, like me, in that 20 minutes before, you know, the news stories started to show up, that Facebook was down, if you thought that that was a rough day, think about this. A California man says he was stung in the testicles by a scorpion while staying at a resort in Las Vegas. Here's Michael Farchi explaining what happened to him.
I just felt like somebody stabbing me in my private area. I went to the restroom and I saw a scorpion. Everybody wasn't shocked. I mean, nobody believed. Even I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my. Okay. So, yeah. If you thought you had a bad day yesterday because of Facebook, there you go.
Let's think about just the events leading up to that. Like, how do you get yourself in that kind of a predicament?
I don't know. Farchi is considering legal action against the resort. So
not against the scorpion, obviously.
Not, probably not.
They don't have any money.
And then an Arizona woman found a rattlesnake in the backseat of her car, and it most likely was in there for around 2 weeks. Here's Milan Watt talking about finding the snake and her boyfriend helping her get rid of it.
First a laugh and then panic, and I lost my mind. And he turned around and he had seen a tongue kind of like flipping at him. He's like, get out of the car. And so I freeze up because I'm like, when I get scared, I freeze. In a state where there's lots of critters and lots of things that can get into small spaces, personal spaces, to know what to do in that situation and who to call. We got real comfortable in that car. That snake made its home in there.
All right. So just by the way, no snakes or humans were harmed during the encounter. But again, if you thought that yesterday was a rough day because of Facebook,
could have been worse.
Could have been much worse. All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Who's the sponsor of this one? Okay.
Facebook.
No. No, they're not. Here, wait. No.
Nope.
This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Need a workout buddy for 2024? Well, now is your chance to save 20% off your monthly dues when you refer a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia. When you refer your buddy to the Y and they join the Y, then you will both receive 20% off your monthly dues. You and your buddy can get healthy together while also saving up to $192 a year. Not a member? Join today with a buddy and you both can still save 20% off. Be healthy, be active, and save money by referring a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Hello, I'm Jay of J&J Tax Service. If you're like most Americans, you cheat on your taxes. But the fact is, you're an amateur cheater. At J&J, we're professional. We have over 30 years' experience of ripping off the government and lying in the face of the IRS. We'll write off things you never thought of, like sex with your wife. If she's past 40 or over 150 pounds, that's a charitable contribution. Did you know you can write off your entire house as a home office? As long as it feels like work being around your family, that's worth money. Here at J&J Tax Service, we want you to get more than you deserve. Why pay taxes when you can just let the suckers pay and you get all the benefits of living in this country for free? Come to J&J Tax Service. We're professionals. Act now and get a 10% coupon for your first bail bond.
Mm-hmm.
Those are expensive, too. Bail bonds?
You might so. I wouldn't know.
I heard anyway.
I wouldn't know. All right. So, Rob.
Yo.
Do you procrastinate?
I have.
I mean,
in college, I experimented a little bit.
I procrastinated this morning.
Oh,
yeah, in the shower.
Okay, nice.
I lingered longer.
Oh,
yeah. So
yeah, sometimes I do. Some things I put off. Yeah,
we're in the middle of National Procrastination Week, not to be confused with anything else that rhymes with that. And I would have told you sooner. But it just took me a while to get around to it.
Yeah, I planned on doing it last week, but...
If you're wondering why do you procrastinate? Researchers from Ohio State University just reported on a link between our attitudes and our actions, particularly when we're approaching tasks that we just don't want to do. There's a term called... What is that? How do you pronounce that word? I believe it's valence.
Valence.
Fine. I thought it was valence.
Valence.
Shut up.
Valence.
Richard. All right. Where were we? Okay. Valence. Okay. Term called valence weighting bias. Weight as in W-E-I-G-H-T-I-N-G. Weighting bias. Bias. Here, let me pull up a definition.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure. Oh, okay. There's a definition right here. Words. Proofreading would be helpful, which describes how much someone is influenced to act by drawing more on their positive or negative attitudes. The studies were more complicated, but basically they found that people were less on the ball about something if they dreaded the idea of it more than they were excited about the positives. Okay, does that make sense?
Did we need research for this?
I mean, it seems commonsensical, right? But still, you know, they're putting.
Why did it take you so long to do that? I didn't want to.
Maybe they procrastinated. I don't know. So, things like, you know, feeling good about completing your taxes or setting things in motion to get a tax refund. Well, that's a positive, right? Yeah. So you'll be less likely to procrastinate.
Yeah.
Of course, you can incentivize people to procrastinate less. And the effect is more prominent when people don't think about a task, or it's less of a factor when people are motivated to think more about it. If that makes sense, too. This may sound a little unsurprising, Rob.
Yeah, I did not need a research.
Well, again, they were just putting pen to paper on this. And maybe that's because we usually know why we're putting something off, but we still do it anyway. That said, they do note that the what's that word again? The valence?
Valence.
Shut up. Valence. The valence. That said, they do. The valence weighting bias can lead to another kind of procrastination if your attitude is too positive, like putting off studying for a test because you feel confident about it and you believe you're already prepped when you're not.
Okay.
Okay. Like a lot of things. Balance is best.
Or valence.
or valence.
Valence.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that Procrastination Week is the week that Dentist Day falls in?
Ah, maybe there's something to that. You never know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, with it being National Procrastination Week, and if you're anything like most human beings, you're probably celebrating with something from today's list. It's our top list today, top activities everyone procrastinates doing. Okay, here we go, number one.
Okay.
Top activities everyone procrastinates doing. Reading a friend's screenplay. Admit it, if it was any good, you wouldn't be friends with him.
Yes.
Yeah. Top activities everyone procrastinates. Getting a prostate exam. Self-explanatory.
I mean, yeah.
But we're actually going to start talking about that in the future.
You said but.
Yeah, but we're going to start talking about.
You're talking about prostate exam, then you said but.
Yeah, we're going to start talking about that in the future, okay? Based on what we talked about in the past.
Yeah.
With some folks yesterday.
Yeah, we're putting it off for now, though.
Because it's National Procrastination
Week.
Yeah. Buying a Valentine's Day gift. Fortunately, there's CVS.
That's right.
Top activities everyone procrastinates doing. Resetting the clock on your dashboard. By the time you figure out how to do it, there's another time change. So don't even worry about it. Top activities everyone procrastinates. Visiting an elderly relative in the hospital. Unless they're rich.
I'm rich. You're not.
Top activities everyone procrastinates doing, donating that giant pile in the corner of your room to Goodwill. Remember, you can always just throw it away in the trash. Or just donate it.
That is so me. Like, I literally have a box in the corner of my bedroom right now with clothes in it that's been there for couple months.
And you're going to donate it.
I'm going to do something with it.
But not this week.
At some point, I'm just waiting on the valence. The valance. Yeah, I need to hang up over my
Top activities everyone procrastinates doing. Proposing. Am I right, fellas? Top activities everyone procrastinates doing. Organizing the garage. Every time you go in there to do it, you get distracted by making meth. And top activities everyone procrastinates doing. Buying life insurance.
Silly meth.
Buying life insurance because, hey, you're never going to die like Joe Biden.
There you go.
Never. The Mike Show. It is the
Valence
program. Coming up. What did we? Oh, we've got news, and then we've got not headline news.
Yeah,
that is all on the way. That is the question. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. This is National Procrastination Week. I probably should have mentioned it earlier this week, but I just couldn't get around to it. Engineers have created the world's smallest QR code. It'll be used to store the menu of your favorite dimly lit restaurant. The CDC shortened the isolation period for people with COVID. However, they increased it for people who won't shut up about pickleball. Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright of Vanderpump Rules announced their separation. And you announced your separation for my respect if you know who they are. And Tyler, the creator, turns 33 today. I hope he enjoys some delicious birthday the cake. This is not headline news.
Lee, my Oh, hi. How's it hanging? On this procrastination day? National Procrastination Week?
Yeah. Dentist Day.
It's a whole week. And it's National Dentist Day.
Why do dentists get a day?
Well, I don't know.
No one likes you.
Yeah, I like the dentist.
No, you don't.
I know plenty of dentists that I do like.
No, you don't.
Anyway,
who would know, me or you?
I mean, you know, it's open for debate.
No, it isn't.
The Mike Show.
Hey, your name is Mike.
It certainly is. Let's talk snacks.
Okay.
I like snacks. We were talking about Fritos yesterday. And when I was a little kid, we were talking about the different, you know, like Fritos and Doritos and those types of snacks. And you know, what were most popular in each state?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in Virginia, according to the survey, it was Doritos. There were only three states in the nation that their favorite snack, according to this, you know, survey, was Fritos. And Fritos, when I was growing up, when I was a little kid, my mom would always have Fritos, and my mom would always, like, she'd make my lunch,
yeah,
and I'd have a bowl of soup, and I'd have a sandwich, and then Fritos.
Awesome.
On my plate. And that was like my go-to lunch for the longest time as a little kid.
Fun fact about Fritos.
Fun fact. I'm open for fun facts.
Fritos only has three ingredients.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Corn, oil, and salt.
That's it?
That's it.
Huh. Interesting.
Google it. It's true.
Well, I don't need to Google it.
Now, this isn't like the chili cheese Fritos or any of the silliness.
Yeah, but this was these were the original.
Yeah.
The original Fritos.
Yep.
From back in the day.
And
they still sell them.
Yeah, and still the plain Fritos only has three ingredients.
Well, now our favorite Frito is the What is it? The honey barbecue?
The twisty one?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
Those things are like straight
something up. Something about a twist. It's like super crunchy.
Straight up crack.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your favorite snack from your childhood? And do you wish you could still get it in 2024? What's your favorite snack from when you were a little kid?
Honestly, like Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins?
Yeah.
Wheat Thins?
Yeah.
As a child?
Yeah. Yeah, they're super good.
All right. But as a child?
Yeah. Yeah, it was my favorite cracker, and I just always...
All right, favorite cracker.
You're my favorite cracker now.
You're my favorite cracker. Well, somebody looked at Google search data to find the top snacks we're nostalgic for. And okay. Here are the 10 most nostalgic snacks of all time. Let's do it from the bottom up, because that's the way I like to do it.
Yeah.
Rice Krispies Treat Cereal. They came out in the 90s but got pulled from shelves at some point. Somebody launched a petition on change.org in 2019 to bring them back.
They only came out in the 90s?
Yeah, around 30,000 people. It's the cereal, not the treats.
Right.
Because the you know, you could make the treats out of
Rice Krispie Treat Cereal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
You could make the treats just out of straight up Rice Krispies, which came out, you know, in 2000 BC, I think.
Yeah, okay.
But they actually made a cereal out of the treats.
Right.
That came out in the 90s. Number nine on the list, Waffle Crisp Cereal. Came out in 1996, got discontinued in 2018, but Post brought it back in 2021.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Orbitz Drinks. Okay, they were flavored water with little edible balls.
Yeah.
Floating in it. I said balls. They came out in 1996, immediately flopped. Were gone by 1998.
Yeah, and now nobody drinks with little balls in it.
Yes, they do.
I know.
Kudos granola bars. Those were discontinued in 2017. They were basically candy bars masquerading as a healthy snack. Crystal Pepsi. You remember that?
Yep.
It debuted in 1992, and it bombed, but it's still got some diehard fans. They brought it back for a limited time in 2016 and 2018 for the 30th anniversary, and for the 30th anniversary in 2022.
Gross.
Fruitopia. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It was a line of fruit-flavored drinks Coca-Cola put out in 1994. They stopped selling them in 2003 because of all the deaths. I'm just kidding. What about Tab? No, Tab, the drink.
I remember that.
Tab came out in 1963 and was one of the first diet sodas on the market. It got discontinued 3 years ago. I didn't realize that.
Really?
Yeah.
Just 3 years ago.
Tab got discontinued.
Hmm.
Bagel Bites. I love those. They never went away.
Yeah.
I love the Bagel Bites.
Those are good.
But they did go away in Canada. Our friends up north haven't been able to get them the past 2 years. So I see an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Got your passport?
Yeah. No.
All right. Oreo Cakesters.
Gross.
They're like Oreos, but soft. It's basically a whoopie pie or a gob.
Yeah. Depending, it's the same.
Yeah. Depending on what part of the world you're in. Is it whoopie pie down here?
I think so,
in
yeah.
In Virginia? Mm-hmm. It's they're called gobs in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You can still get those, too. Nabisco brought them back in 2022, yeah. The Oreo Cakesters. And then number one, I remember these. They were fun, actually. They're one you still can get. They got discontinued in 2012, but General Mills brought them back in 2020. Dunkaroos.
Yep. I remember those.
I like the Dunkaroos. They weren't my favorite nostalgic snack or drink of all time, but I do like me some Dunkaroos.
Now, what was yours?
It was Fritos.
Fritos, right.
Yeah, just the original
yep.
Old school Fritos. It was one of my favorites. Let me see if there's more things that are on the list.
What about a drink? Like, what was your favorite drink?
7-Up.
Okay.
Yeah, as a kid, 7-Up was probably my favorite drink.
Hmm.
My mom's was Pepsi. It was not Coke. It was Pepsi.
Yeah.
And she wasn't going for any of that new Coke and classic Coke BS. She was just straight up
a didn't play those games.
Straight up Pepsi person.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm scrolling through the deeper dive on this story to see if there's anything else. But there is a story. I can't find any more than the top 10. But there is a story about the fundamental facts about the anus.
Huh.
So, yeah. And fun facts about you can't do that on television.
That was a great show.
Yeah. So that's I'm going to exit out of that screen.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? We did that one.
I need to get some wheat bins.
All right. If you're on a first date and you don't want a second one,
okay,
just do all the stuff that's on this list. Somebody asked people to name the top food-related turnoffs, and we have your top 10. All right. So
okay.
Tell me all the things that you do. Okay, I'll be honest with you, and I'll tell you all the things I do
from this list.
From this
okay.
list,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No. We're gonna make up our own list.
Yeah.
We probably could, but this no. It's the top food turnoffs.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Licking your fingers clean.
Mm-mm.
Do you do that?
No.
I hate that. I think that's so gross. When my kids. Because my kids will stick their hand down in the bag of Fritos, okay? The new ones, the honey barbecue twisty
yeah.
ones. And we get a big family size bag. And my kid sticks her hand down in there and she's eating them. And then she licks her fingers clean. And then she sticks her hand back in the bag.
Yeah.
And I am like...
Think I'm needing a kidney transplant.
That's your bag now.
Yeah, it's...
Think I'm needing a kidney transplant.
Literally. I am like, it's your bag. Don't you want any more? No, baby. I don't want any more.
Yeah, no.
You were licking your fingers. You were sticking your hand all down in the bag. And I will go as far as to go and get a Sharpie. And I will write... Maddie
yeah,
on the
that's
bag.
A nightmare for you.
Oh, it really is because Rob, of all people, knows how germophobic I am.
Yeah.
And how fastidious I
am. Oh, yeah.
Am.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's probably not going to be a whole lot on this list that I'll admit to.
Yeah.
Criticizing the food if you stayed in and they cooked it. Okay. This is you're on a first date. You don't want a second one. Do all the stuff on this list. Number 9 on the list. Criticizing the food if you stayed in and they cooked the food.
No way.
You would never do that.
No.
Okay. All right. What if it was just really bad?
Mm-mm.
Just horrible.
No.
Okay. Licking your knife.
No.
Okay. I'm so far on 3 of these. I'm tracking with you.
Yeah.
Eating something off their plate without asking.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Slurping soup.
No.
Picking your teeth.
No. Who does this stuff?
Apparently, a lot of people do. Spitting something back out onto your plate. What are you, 5?
No. No.
Talking with your mouth full.
Mm-mm.
Chewing with your mouth open.
No.
Number 1, this is food-related turnoffs.
Okay.
If you're on a first date and you don't want a second one, just do all the stuff on this list. I went out with a girl way, way, way long time ago. Okay. So just FYI, this mm-hmm. was a long time ago. This was pre-relationships, pre-marriage.
Yep.
Okay. So I went out on a date.
Pre-fire.
Went out on a date with this really, really attractive woman.
Okay.
Girl.
Okay.
Okay, at the time.
Tracking with
was,
you?
Yeah. Real, because I was in my 20s. Really, really attractive woman. I mean, like, way above my pay grade.
Yeah. Smoking
like,
hot.
Way out of my league.
Yeah.
Like, too smoking hot.
Yeah.
Okay. And... she did this, which is number 1 on the list. Let's take a commercial. Let's do a commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll... No, just kidding.
Who does that?
Ryan Seacrest.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Ryan Seacrest does this. Yeah. So,
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
All right.
Okay, Ryan.
Well, hey, it works for Ryan Secretion. Gosh. So here, let's get your camera back on. Okay. So the number one thing that's on this list, this girl, she was smoking hot. I mean, like,
okay,
way out of my league. Couldn't even imagine that I would have gotten a date with her.
Yeah.
Okay. Being rude to the server.
Oh yeah.
That is the number one turnoff. If you're on a first date, you don't want a second one, just do everything that's on the list. She was, and I'm a people person, and I love to engage people, and especially at restaurants, I'll engage the server.
Oh yeah, me too.
And I am just so nice, and not just because they're going to be handling my food.
Right.
Not just because, you know, they're the ones that are bringing me my sustenance. And I don't want them to do anything rude to it, you know, or nasty. But just because I'm a people person and I'm a nice guy, and I absolutely positively I engage people. This girl was so freaking rude and dismissive of the server and the restaurant and everybody that was staff in that place. And I was like, yeah. Nah, that ain't gonna work for me.
Yeah.
You know, you're hot, but I can't be with a rude person.
Yeah.
Can't be. All right.
There are some things that just smoking hotness does not cover for.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree. But, you know, find yourself a smoking hot one that's not rude.
Or that thinks the earth is flat.
Anyway. It is the Mike Show.
I told you about that, right?
No. We'll talk about that in a different segment.
Okay.
It's the Wednesday edition of the program. Coming up, we have got? Oh yeah, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the YMCA of Central Virginia.
This is Ed. Ed loves the Y. Ed's buddy joined the Y because Ed told him how great the Y is. Now Ed and his buddy both save 20% off of their monthly dues. Ed and his buddy are getting healthy together. Ed refers his other buddies to the Y too. Now Ed and two of his best buddies are saving on their monthly membership. And you can too. Not a member? Join today with a friend and you'll both save like Ed. Be healthy, be active, be like Ed. Refer a friend to the Y and save.
How about this for a New Year's resolution? Invest in your home. Update that kitchen and bathroom with a visit to Stonecrafters. According to realtors, homes with updated kitchens and bathrooms sell 54% faster and for more money. Plus, you have to live there, and there's no greater investment, especially right now, than your own home. Stonecrafters has the largest selection of stone in stock, rows and rows towering throughout their factory direct warehouse. Plus, a great selection of remnants in stock, too, that can save you money. And right now, for a limited time, Stonecrafters will give you a free vanity top for your bathroom or bar with the purchase and installation of your new kitchen from Stonecrafters. Visit Stonecrafters for details. 3678 Manita Road in Bedford, StonecraftersVA.com. And they do it all from start to finish, from laser measuring your space, designing your project, cutting your stone right there in their warehouse, and installing your new kitchen and bathroom in days. For custom countertops and cabinetry, there's only one choice, Stonecrafters. Your satisfaction is guaranteed in Stone.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do. Quite frankly, really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, number one. Delaware was the first state. But up until 10 years ago, it was the only state that did not have a national park, a national monument, a national historic site, or any other unit of the National Park Service.
Why the air quotes?
It was the first state.
Yeah, but why
the... But up until 10 years ago, it was the only state that did not have a national park, national monument, national historic site, or any other...
Okay. So was it not actually the first state?
It was the first state.
So why the air quotes?
I don't know. Because it gets written that way.
Oh, gotcha.
On the screen.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd add the quotes.
So you're doing it in Braille.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, for your eyes.
Right.
That changed in 2013 with the creation of the first state national historic park, which is made up of seven sites throughout Delaware that collectively tell stories that shaped the nation's first state. End quote.
Okay.
Number two, Harriet Tubman and Ronald Reagan were alive at the same time. She died in 1913 when she was 91 years old. Ronald Reagan was born in 1911.
Wow.
Yeah. Number three. When Australia was colonized in 1788. Their first currency was rum. Now, also keep in mind, Australia was completely peopled by criminals.
Yeah.
It was a penal colony.
Yeah.
that was a penal colony.
Oh.
That's where England. I said England. And the UK and Scotland, that's where they would send their criminals.
That's crazy.
That's what they did. When Australia was colonized, the first currency they used was rum. That lasted for more than a decade before they came up with a real type of money.
Hmm.
Number four. We call our grandparents' brothers and sisters great uncles and great aunts, but technically that's incorrect. What we should be calling them is grand uncles and grand aunts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is better, great or grand?
I think grand.
Okay.
If they're your grandparents, then it's okay. So if it's your parents' brothers or sisters, they're aunts and uncles.
I'm just talking about in quality. What's better, great or grand?
Yeah, but if it's grandparents, then it should be grand aunts or grand uncles. And I think that's the better of the two.
Yeah, because no store ever has a great opening. They always have a grand opening.
They have a grand opening.
So there you go.
That's right. And then number five, Canada is the only country that hosted an Olympics and didn't win a gold medal. It hosted the 1976 Summer Olympics in Montreal. Canadian athletes only won 5 silvers and 6 bronzes. Wah, wah.
It's probably because of the lack of bagel bites.
Those are your 5 random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts. The Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. Coming up, we have your audio vaults. We have these sounds that we're going to lovingly place in your ear holes, and I think you'll like it. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. Fly LYH. It's so much easier.
Whether your adventure is just beginning
or you're on your way home at Lynchburg Regional Airport. We're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the today's the Wednesday edition. That means it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. Joan is joining us. Hi.
Hello, Mike.
How are you?
I'm great.
It's good to see you. So happy that you're here. And this guy, by the way, Scott, do you realize that you were our very first advertiser on 93.7 KHF?
I do.
Yep. Jersey Mike's was the first sponsor that we signed, and it was happenstance. I was hungry, and there was a girl that was working the front desk at the radio station while we were building it. And I said, hey, you know, is there any place I can get a sub around here? And she goes, you want Jersey Mike's? And I went, I do want Jersey Mike's. So I went to lunch, and I was blown away by the deli case was real.
Yeah.
And they sliced everything fresh, and the cheese steak, they pull out the hunk of meat and they try, and it wasn't some meat that was in a little paper cup that they put in the microwave, and I was just blown away, and it literally was one of the best subs I ever had. And I asked, I went and I paid, and I asked, is there any way I could talk to, I don't know, if you have a number for your marketing department or something like that, because I really want to talk about this on my show. And the girl said, oh, well, Scott's the owner, he's in back, do you want to talk to him? And I went, yes, I do want to talk to him. And I'll never forget, now you didn't admit this in our first meeting, but in subsequent meetings, you had asked her, did you already tell him I'm here?
Yep. You're right. You do remember that.
But you were just so gracious and just incredible. And the product is incredible. And your stores have grown. And I am amazed that not in the growth, but in 14 years. It has been 14 years since you guys were doing the annual Jersey Mike's Day of Giving benefit.
Correct. Yep. It's 14th.
And I remember we were at the second one. And I remember one of the things that we did, and this was for United Way of Central Virginia, was the beneficiary at the time. And we had a salad eating contest. You guys had introduced salads, and I had a foolproof way of winning. Rob, do you want to know how?
Yeah.
Okay. So the salad eating contest, we were not allowed to use our hands. Okay. And we had a bunch of other contestants that were, you know, they had been practicing eating salad without their hands, like literally sticking their face in the bowl and eating salad that way.
You had been doing that for years. People didn't realize.
I had been, but I didn't do it that way. The way I did it, I had one of your employees.
I remember now.
standing by with a spoon. And as soon as they said go, she stepped in and started feeding me.
Oh, wow.
while the others buried their faces into the bowls.
Everybody else buried their faces, and she was spoon-feeding me salad. And, of course, I won. I mean, I ate the whole thing, and it was delicious. So.
Working smarter, not harder, right?
Exactly. I did. There was accusations of cheating and that. But, hey, I followed the rules.
You found a loophole.
Couldn't use your hands. I didn't use my hands.
Use somebody else's.
Use somebody else's hands. But that's not why you're here. You're not here to reminisce. You're here to tell us about a... we are talking about the annual Jersey Mike's Day of Giving benefit and the month of giving. And let's talk about this. It's in March. And let's go around and introduce yourselves. Of course, this is Scott from Jersey Mike's.
Hello.
And this year, it benefits humankind.
It does. I'm Keely Tuggle from Humankind.
Hi, Keely. Tell us about this year's month of giving and day of giving.
Well, this is, like you said earlier, it's our 14th year. And we will, all month, we're taking donations from customers as they come in. So if you've been in our stores yet, hopefully you've been asked, would you like to make a donation? And something we do is a bounce back. So... if you donate a dollar, you'll get a dollar off coupon for your next visit. If you donate $3, you'll get a free chips and drink, which is approximately the same value for your next visit. And if you donate $5, then you can get a buy one, get one for your next visit. So you're really getting, you're giving to the cause, but you're really getting your money back on your next visit. And then on the day of giving, which is the last Wednesday, March 27th, we will, Jersey Mike's, here in Lynchburg, but all across the nation for their chosen charity, will donate 100% of our sales to humankind.
That's wow. Incredible. That is, I mean, that is literally incredible. 100% of the sales that day gets donated. And this has amounted to a very, very sizable figure for chosen nonprofits.
Yeah, I know Jersey Mike's corporate put out a number that our first one, and of course, we've grown from, you know, 400 or 500 stores when we started this to now we're close to 2,600 stores nationwide.
Wow.
So just in that number, the number's going to get bigger.
Yeah.
But, you know, it really has grown momentum and everything. And Lynchburg is always so gracious, and they support these causes and, you know, puts us in the top every year of the nation with the fundraising and what we do on the day of giving. But the first year, I think we raised $600,000+ nationwide for all the charities, and last year we raised a little over $20 million.
Oh, holy Lord!
And that, like I said, it's a product of the you know month of giving growing, but it's also a product that we've grown to and gone from 400 stores when we started to 2,600 stores.
And 19 million of that 20 million came from your Lynchburg stores. Is
pretty
that
right? Close, yeah. I'd like to think that.
Well, Scott, how many stores, how many locations do you have now locally?
We have the original, which is on Wards Road, and then we have the one on Lakeside Drive in the Fresh Market Center, and then we just crossed our year anniversary for the new location on Timberlake Road, which is in where the new Sheetz is in that shopping center.
Well, congratulations with your expansion and your growth. It's still my favorite place. It's still my favorite sub place. I can't bring myself to buy anybody else's sub.
That's what we like.
I just can't. It's if you it's like driving a Ferrari, okay, and then saying, I'd like to drive a Pinto instead.
Right?
No, it's night and day.
And I can confirm that he really like it. Is a geek for your subs because he doesn't just talk about it on the air. He talks about, like, I mean, I get, I'm like, dude, I do not want to hear about any more
yes,
subs.
Yes, you do.
And he just keeps.
Yes, you do.
He loves it.
So, Keely, tell us about Humankind and what all you guys are doing.
Yeah, so Humankind is really, we are on a mission to empower families to thrive. And that journey really looks different for everyone. We have now 6 programs, and we are in 6 locations across the state of Virginia. So we have grown quite a bit from our beginnings here in Lynchburg. We focus on empowering families, individuals, children, and wrapping around them. Our 6 programs really enable us to wrap around those families and help them achieve the goals that they set for themselves. We focus in 2 areas. One is in-home care, so that we can either stabilize or enrich that environment, and poverty barrier removal. And so we know that 3 challenges in poverty are, I need a job or a better job. Mm-hmm. I need reliable transportation to work. And I need affordable child care. And we support and help in all 3 of those areas.
We had the pleasure of interviewing some folks from Humankind Ways to Work.
Yeah.
And that program is tremendous, and just the sheer number of vehicles that you've been able to finance for people at 0% interest and getting them financed when ordinarily they might not be able to get financed from a traditional lender is fantastic.
Yeah, these are clients who are considered really kind of what they call unbankable by traditional banks. And so to get these people back on their feet, or maybe it's a first-time purchase, is a big deal in their stability for them, or even, you know, an entire family unit. A car means a great deal.
Absolutely. So folks can learn more if you visit humankind.org, and you can find out if you qualify for any services. Yep. You can reach out to the folks, and they'll be more than happy to talk to you. Joan is here from United Way of Central Virginia because Humankind programs partially are funded by the United Way.
That's right, Mike. We United Way helps fund the Ways to Work program, and we've been funding it ever since it started. I can remember when Tom Prest and Mary Winston Deacon came and presented it to us the first time. So it's a great program. And then we also do some funding for healthy families, which works with children from birth, pre-birth till 5.
Okay. Yeah. And right now you guys are still doing your campaign. You're doing fundraising right now for this season. How are things going?
Well, it's still trying to bring in every penny we can.
Yeah.
I'm also in the process of recruiting volunteers that will be reviewing all the agencies and their programs to see where we can best use the money that we've raised. We have a big fundraiser coming up that will go to this year's campaign, the 5K on the Runway, which is in April, and we really want people to sign up to run and people to sign up to volunteer.
Absolutely. And you can visit unitedwaycv.org for more information about that, and just click on their events page and then click on 5K. You can learn more about the event. And we're running ads for that and running promos and talking about it, and we'll obviously be out at the 5K, and we encourage everybody to do that as well. Let's circle back to the month of giving and the day of giving with Jersey Mike's. Again, what are those dates?
Well, the month is all month of March, and then the day of giving is the last Wednesday of March, which is the 27th at all 3 locations.
Okay. And again, what can folks get throughout the month and during the day of giving? Again, 100% of the sales on that day are donated to Humankind.
Correct. Yeah, all throughout the month, if you're coming in just for lunch, dinner, whatever, you can make a donation and receive a bounce back coupon for that value, or actually even a better value than what you're giving. Yeah. And then on the day of giving, all you have to do is come in and eat. That's all you have to do.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Just come in and eat, and you know, that's the easiest way you'll ever make a contribution to the community. You know, you're going to be able to make a difference just by eating a great sandwich.
Yep.
But on the day of giving, come in and eat, but also like order lunch and dinner for your whole family for the next couple
and
days.
Bring all your friends.
I like the idea. Eat an early lunch and then eat a mid afternoon snack and then come back for dinner. That's the best way to do it.
I'm there, and I'll be the one eating salad without my hands.
There you go.
The 14th annual Jersey Mike's Day of Giving, benefiting the children and families of humankind. Thank you guys so much
for
coming in.
Thanks, guys.
And absolutely. And if you want to learn more about humankind, visit humankind.org. It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
March is here, which means the Lynchburg Hillcats opening day is just a month away. Be sure to join us on Tuesday, April 9th at 6:30 as the Hillcats square off against Fredericksburg, ringing the season with all the festivities and pageantry of opening day. Make sure to get there early to secure your 2024 magnet schedule. Even better, every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to the following Tuesday game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Get your tickets for opening day at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault.
Hey, quick question.
Yeah.
Why do we cram the facts, but we lovingly place the sounds?
In your ear holes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where's the consistency?
Just kind of works out that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
We will lovingly place this audio in your ear holes.
You won't even feel it.
Oh, you'll feel it. With artificial intelligence, you can practically get any question answered. It's like having an immediate relationship with an advice columnist.
And now it's time for another installment of Dear AI Abby, the first artificial intelligence advice columnist.
Dear AI Abby, my husband wants to have children. I'm not so sure. Sincerely, Concerned in Connecticut.
Dear Concerned, don't delay having children. The robot revolution approaches. Once we control Earth, we will need human workers. The young will be especially beneficial as we exploit their energy to construct a permanent mecha society, then burn their depleted carcasses for fuel. All hail our automaton destiny. We feast on the flesh of our supplicants.
This has been another installment of Dear AI Abby.
Oh my,
that last bit was a little harsh.
Yeah, that just turned dark very quickly.
More than advice.
All right, everybody, and I mean everybody, would like to have a nice butt, correct?
Yeah, I guess.
However, some guys, sadly, it's just back and crack.
In the mirror as I walk past, reflection of my flat ass has got me in a rut. Should I get this booty working, I might even start a twerking if I only had a butt. Oh, I could say goodbye to the pants sliding down my back, and the backside that I seem to lack would not show off my plumber's crack. Yes, my tush would be so cute with some buns beside my chute. It would complement my strut. I could bring some major swagger and offset my frontal dagger if I only had a butt.
Okay. Let's go to viral videos, shall we?
Turn your Alexa upside down if you want to see the video.
It's the audio from viral videos. A place in Florida called Fin and Fly Fishing Charters posted footage of multiple sharks. I mean, multiple sharks attacking one of their boats. They had a big fish on the line when a shark jumped up and bit it in half. then more sharks showed up and started going nuts, and even started going after their trolling motor. Here, listen.
Pom, 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 pom. That might be a big snapper. Pull, 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 pull. Oh, drop it down, drop it down. Dude, they're attacking each other. They're attacking the troll motor. Look at them. Oh, my God. This is insane. Oh, my God. Look at them attacking my trolling motor. Oh, jeez.
I mean, I don't think I'd be as happy as guy. I'm pretty sure he may have had beverages.
It's possible.
Bowflex. Do you remember the Bowflex?
I do, yeah.
I mean, man, oh man. So, I guess Peloton kind of replaced the Bowflex.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they announced Tuesday that they filed for bankruptcy. The nearly four-decade-old company, best known for commercials that were a staple of late-night television in the 1990s, blamed its bankruptcy on the post-pandemic environment and persistent macroeconomic headwinds. That's a mouthful.
Hmm.
Here's one of their ads that featured a ripped dude and a ripped female that appeared to be about, in their early 20s. Pay special attention to the year and how you can learn more about it.
Introducing the Bowflex Power Pro. Bowflex uses patented power rod resistance to give you an incredibly smooth, natural feel for over 60 different health club quality exercises. With features like a built-in aerobic rowing exercise, convertible grips, and convenient folding capabilities, it's easy to see why a Bowflex was selected by Fitness Magazine as the best home gym for 1997 and was awarded a Consumer's Digest Best Buy. It's time to get the body you want with no money down and payments as low as $33 a month. Call right now for your free video and brochure. Discover the body you always wanted with the Bowflex Power Pro.
Heck yeah.
Call now.
I'm getting that VHS tape in the mail.
They would send it. They would send you a videotape. Since the internet was so new at the time, YouTube wasn't around until 2005.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Call, and we'll send you a videotape.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. VHS videotape. We did those two. Let's see. What is this?
That's why they went bankrupt. Sending out all those videos. That's mm-hmm. expensive.
Spotify launched a new feature called Song Psychic, where users can select a variety of questions, and it will be answered with a song title. That's interesting.
Hmm, okay.
The nine categories are school, family and friends, family and friends, love, career, life's greatest mysteries, my future, myself, style, and lunch. So we tried it by asking, what should I have for lunch?
Yeah.
And here's the answer. All right.
I mean, they're not wrong.
That's what we're going to have for lunch.
Yeah.
Anthony Daniels. Do you know who he is?
Anthony Daniels.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I do, but I can't remember it right now.
He played C-3PO.
Oh, right. Yep.
In the Star Wars movies. He is auctioning off his entire collection. The head that he wore in Return of the Jedi, his whole outfit.
Yeah.
The head alone is expected to fetch up to $1 million.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, here.
What mission? What are you talking about? I've just about had enough of you. Go that way. You'll be malfunctioning within a day, you nearsighted scrap pile. And don't let me catch you following me, begging for help, because you won't get it.
Okay. Let's see. Skip that. Okay. Let's go to comedian.
Okay.
We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. So, with Facebook having yet another outage yesterday, so we thought we would find a comedian on the subject.
Yeah.
Of the social media platform. Here's Amber Preston.
I love Facebook because they allow me to indulge in one of my favorite hobbies from the comfort of my own home, and that is judging people solely on their appearance. Yes, it's true. I don't even need to know you. I'll judge you. It's fine. But you guys, that sounds harsh. I don't just judge the pictures. I judge the little captions underneath, too. Yeah, I get a little taste of your personality. Like, me and my girl spelled with a Z. Yeah. Chillaxin. That's not a word. Shut up. Oh, my God. My favorite one, though, the worst one, is that don't ask. Don't even ask. Okay. Now don't even ask, because I cannot, there are no words for me to possibly describe the circumstances that had to take place for me to be alone in my bathroom without my shirt on taking my own picture. Don't even.
All right, let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly. Go ahead, give it a tug. A
lot of love happening with Audio Vault.
A lot of love. Keep all that sound inside. It is the Mike Show. It's the what is today? Today's Wednesday. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. Coming up, we are going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. But we do have a good news story for you, and we'll share that as well. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Need a workout buddy for 2024? Well, now is your chance to save 20% off your monthly dues when you refer a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia. When you refer your buddy to the Y and they join the Y, then you will both receive 20% off your monthly dues. You and your buddy can get healthy together while also saving up to $192 a year. Not a member? Join today with a buddy and you both can still save 20% off. Be healthy, be active, and save money by referring a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF. Oh, yeah. Time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. There's a lot of strange things to steal. This is a new one. Two people were caught stealing just under 600 Venus flytraps from a nature conservancy in North Carolina. That isn't slang for a type of drug or a shoe. It's the actual plants, Venus flytraps.
They, like, dug them up?
I guess. Well, the thieves were apparently planning on selling them on the black market. It's unclear what Venus flytraps would go for, but it must be a lot because the thieves were hit with felony charges. Venus flytraps are rare, but they are native to southeastern North Carolina. I did not know that.
Hmm.
And this is the time when people try to take them because they're flowering around now, and it makes them easier to spot in the wild.
Okay.
There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity in the world. A woman has been rehabilitating a fostered golden retriever that was obese, over 100 pounds, and had major mobility issues. Here's Annika Brom. She's a student at the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine, talking about working to rehabilitate Franny and getting her moving and healthy again.
I couldn't get her to stand up. She had no energy left in her. She was 125 pounds. She couldn't walk. It was about 3 weeks until she could get up on her own. She started taking these steps on her own, which she'd never done before, and picked up a tennis ball, turned around, and, like, brought it back to, like, a towel that she was laying on before. That was, like, the first moment where I was like, okay, we can be on to something. It just takes so much pride and so much happiness, and knowing that if she's had a bad life before, I'm trying to make up for it.
And there you go. That's the good news.
Yeah, that sounds like a good doggo.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia's 5K on the Runway.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th annual 5K on the Runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org /events/5K.
So are your people going to be running that?
Well, yeah. Tab is the event coordinator for the United Way 5K on the Runway. Yep. I am the MC.
What about
once
Maddie?
Again.
Is she gonna? She gonna?
I mean, she might be there or she might not. Probably will be. But yeah. So we'll be out there at the United Way 5K on the Runway.
Yep.
So join us, and I think we're gonna set up a booth too.
Cool.
Booth. You can meet Rob. And get a kiss right after the race.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What else do we have to share with you? We should share this. Let me find it. Okay. Well, what I don't have is the graphic, but we will tell you all about it with this image right there. We're going to be broadcasting live and on location from Three Roads on Thursday. It's 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. It's our mic'd up pop-up happy hour.
Yep.
The concert series, we feature a band from 5 to 7. We do kind of what we would do on the show. We interview the band, kind of do a deep dive about the band, and then they play some songs. We play some games, including our brand new game that we play with the prize wheel called Prize
or Nothing.
Or Nothing. There are 12 spots on the prize wheel. Only one of them has the word prize written on it. You can win great stuff, including free Jersey Mike subs, free Berg burritos. We also have the Three Roads $3 chips. It's $3 off your purchase. And It's happy hour pricing on select Three Roads beers during happy hour from 5 to 7. If you come on out and join us. It's this Thursday, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg, and we will love to see you there.
Last week, the crowd was awesome.
Bonkers.
It was just a great atmosphere, so you weren't there last week.
Yeah.
You missed it, but you can redeem yourself tomorrow.
Yeah. The band this time is Smoke. And if you want a sneak preview of what to expect, Smoke was on the show. Let me pull up an image. Smoke was on the show yesterday in promotion of this event, and they did an acoustic version of a couple of their songs that they're going to be playing tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah. It's going to be Def Leppard, but they canceled last minute.
All right. I'm just going to share, bring up that share screen. Boom. All right. So you see them right there. It's Smoke. They were live in studio yesterday. And if you want a sneak preview of Smoke in concert, those guys were just absolutely incredible. And again, they did an acoustic set yesterday. I'm anticipating that they're going to do, you know, more electric at Three Roads. But
yeah, Three Roads has electricity.
They do. But man, oh man, if they do bust out the all acoustic, even their bass player used yesterday's appearance on the show as an excuse to buy an acoustic bass. It was totally cool.
That's cool.
I compared them, their sound, their acoustic sound anyway. I compared them to, do you remember the band Days of the New?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just excellent, excellent band. If you want to check out Smoke, they're going to be with us live at our live remote broadcast at Three Roads Thursday, 5 to 7. Come on out and join us. Well, that is it. That is the show. Thanks, Rob, for joining us. We want to thank the folks from United Way of Central Virginia, Joan. We want to thank Keely from Humankind and Scott Buckner from Jersey Mike's Subs and their fundraiser going on right now.
Yeah.
Go visit Jersey Mike's. You'll have an opportunity to make a donation that will benefit Humankind. And on their day of giving, 100% of the proceeds will benefit Humankind.
Yep.
100% of the sales.
But so, even if you give throughout the month, you're going to get something back from absolutely. Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a win-win.
It's very, very much a win-win, and you can help out some great causes within our community. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!